You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by GoToMeeting.com and DrawYouAPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Check it out. See what I've done for others. See what we can do for you at DrawYouAPicture.com. Also brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use the code PODNAME121 to get your next domain for $749. Or save 10% on other services with code BLUE121. That's BLU121.
I was listening to you on that Ronnie's Own podcast, and you said if you had something funny to say to give you a call, you had a funny story. So I thought that call was bad. I was listening to you on the Ronnie's Own podcast, and that was pretty funny. Bye.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening. No. Nobody's listening. No. Nobody's listening.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening podcast, episode 97, if you can believe it, brought to you the week of February 24th, and we're right on the road, right on the exit ramp to episode 100. I'm your host. My name is James, and my co-host from America's Hat is here. Hi, Trevor. How you doing, dude?
Not too bad, buddy.
Oh, man. You should be gleeful that we're doing this show, because as you will find out very soon in my weekly update, I could have died.
Why do I find that funny?
Because my life is expendable, apparently, in your eyes, and that's okay. But
that's not true, because I don't know how to run the website and all that stuff. So I need you, James, to stay around
at least until you get the passwords, huh? Yeah. We always start with an opening story, and I just picked one at random because today we are going to do a random kind of show, a random cast, if you will. We are just going to try to catch up on some of our E and V mail. Okay. And we're not. I told Ratface here before the show. I says, dude, I went through and I wasn't even very picky. I just went through and picked and just started filling in content. So you're going to get to hear some stuff that usually might not have made it on the show. So I don't know if that's offensive to you, if you sent something in, or if you'll be happy and you're like, I know I sent it in a lump of crap. I'm glad it made it on the show. So. We'll see how it works out for you. Opening story is by Roy. Hi, guys. I listened to your podcast this week from iPlayer. I found it because my iPlayer setting on the hoist page to the American version. I have got to say, that was an excellent show. You talked about The Office, and I have watched both versions. It gets better the more you watch it. Anyway, back to the PC. I'll be in touch. Kind regards from the UK, Roy. You know, the part that made me just almost tear up is when he says, I found it because my iPlayer setting on the hoist page to the American version. you know, I don't really know what that means, but man, oh, doesn't that just kind of get you right here, Trav?
I just want to start singing the national anthem. Yours.
It's like my grandma told me. It was the day before she died, as it turned out, and she looked right at me and she says, James, am I going to make it home for the hoist page? And it just, it's ironic that that's exactly what Rob said. So it's weird.
Oh, memories.
Speaking of memories, you remember last time when we did a show, not last week because of my weekly update, but the week before when it was hosted by GoToMeeting. Well, we still are. $300 average cost of a domestic round trip ticket. $49 is GoToMeeting's monthly rate. That's right. That's right. Hundreds of online meetings per month is less than one in-person meeting and a whole lot more fun. With GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you want for one flat rate, free voice over IP and phone conferencing included. Business travel is a profitability killer, people, so do more and travel less with GoToMeeting, the award-winning online service brought to you by Citrix. You can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That is plural, podcasts. That is gotomeeting.com/podcasts for a free trial. You must go, dadgummit, you must.
You so must.
Check it out. We got a few other sponsors I'd mention. Of course, drawyourpicture.com, where I can draw you something. Check it out. GoToMeeting, as we just said, and GoDaddy.com is a brand new sponsor of the show. Thank you, GoDaddy. We don't like we don't like your ads very much, but I like your money. So you can use the code PODNAME121 to get your next domain name for only $7.49. Or you can save 10% on other services with the code BLUE, that is BLU 121. Again, PODNAME.121 and BLU 121. Don't forget those codes.
Now, why don't you like their commercials? I'm confused.
There's...
I like some of them.
I haven't found one I like yet. There's too many wannabe, you know, we're going to show you some boobies. I'll be honest. And it's like, you know, they don't ever really truly commit. And so the carnal side of me is very upset. And then they do it in the first place. And so the spiritual side of me is very offended. So it's like, what the heck? You can't tell me that's your target demographic, the average business customer, or even, you know, other than middle schoolers, which I don't know that they're registering a whole lot of domains out there, middle school drama, MSD.com. I just don't see how that is reaching out to the peeps. Sorry. Very sexist, too. So.
Okay. So
she's a NASCAR driver. She's not even hot. Why do I want to see her naked? I don't even care. I don't even care.
Not NASCAR. No,
I don't know. A bunch of guys. No. You brought it up, daggum. It's random show, random cast. Here we go. Bunch of boys on a computer pipe into her shower with a webcam and then click a button and make their teacher show up in there. That's horrible. Where have we come as a nation that's entertainment and that's going to make me go register a domain? I don't see the point. I don't get it. But anyway, I haven't been so offended since Herbal Essence. It's shampoo, people. It's not going to make you climax, okay? Sorry.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, it's a pet peeve of mine. It's like one time Dentine Ice had all these people macking on each other and then the girl would blow ice out of her mouth or whatever. And I was like, Jen, that was gum. That was gum. We just saw a commercial for gum. And you know, that was like all Horn City, okay? By the way, you might not want to let your kids listen to this episode. Because I'm ranting now, boy.
Or chew gum.
No. Yeah. Don't let them chew Dentine Ice. Because they'll be macking with somebody. Hey, speaking of Mac Daddy... we're also sponsored by Creo. These are our listeners that decided to sponsor us this week. Creo, thank you for your sponsorship. Dean from Australia, sponsoring this episode. Bee Franick. I always say her name right. Bee Franick. You inspired me to start a podcast, she says. Emergency Pants at www.emergency-pants.net. It's not clean, though, so please pray for my soul if you have time. Lord Jesus, I pray for Bee Franick or Bee Frank or whatever the heck her name is. And her podcast. If she has a soul, save it, and especially save it from GoDaddy. So, and also is sponsored by Indigo Kitsune. I don't know about you guys' usernames, but I thank you for your sponsorship. And then lastly, Roman. Roman says, "Hey, James and Trevor, love the podcast. By the way, James, when am I going to get that NLcast button from when I sponsored a show last February?" Well, Roman, I'm sorry, but if you hadn't got it now, they're all gone, except for the one I keep in my dresser drawer at work. My desk drawer. I don't have a dresser at work.
Yeah, but, that'd be weird.
But I sent out everything. I was up to date. If it didn't get to you, that's the postal service's fault. At least that's the story I'm going to tell Jesus when he holds me accountable later.
I'm still waiting for my bumper sticker.
Really? You want one?
I don't have one.
You don't have a bumper sticker. Have you ever sponsored a show, Trevor?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Way back when you first started. I mean, it was before you were giving out bumper stickers.
Duh.
You know, I got one of the business cards.
I sent you a bump. Yeah, thank you. Okay, then don't be guilting people. Here we go. Weekly updates.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
All right. You know, it's hard for me to play that because I know the guy that did the voice, and I always imagine him punching some redneck, right, and smacking the kisser. And it could happen in real life, and you would find it comical if you, because this dude is a giant black man. And he would really hurt somebody. So, and I would hold the redneck while he punched him. I'm going to go first because mine is the most life-threatening. Last Tuesday, we didn't do a show, and I fully intended to. I was telling Trevor up to the very tip-top that we could do it. We could do it, and I finally had to cancel him. Here's why. Tuesday afternoon, my wife's going stir-raving mad because she's been locked in this house with these two little tiny clones of me. And I feel sorry for her because that's a terrible thing to have to do. For me to leave and go to work and leave her home with these little evil clones. So we went to a park. We found one nearby us, and it's a park that is put together and operated, not really operated, but it was built by a local fire department. It's pretty cool. It's got a little fire truck toy, and it's really cool because the front fire truck is a part where the kids can get in, and it's open in the back, and they can climb in and steer. And then there's a ladder that goes across the back that's actually the monkey bars, and then it attaches to a rear area that has a steering wheel too. And it's like a fire engine. And
no.
I just want to know what's wrong with the firemen. I got nothing against you guys. We love – you're a hero, so take all this in stride. If you're a fireman, I love you. I saw Backdraft for free with a fireman. It was awesome. So those are my creds. Those are my fireman credentials right there. I saw Backdraft with a fireman for free. Okay. Because they let firemen see that movie for free back in the 90s. Anywho, that gives me some cred. What is the deal with y'all building monkey bars so dang low to the ground? I know it's not that I just grew up and so the monkey bars seem small. This is a preschool park, and those kids need to have more danger in their life so that I don't have to have as much. Because I was up underneath this ladder, this monkey bar ladder, and I forgot I was underneath the monkey bar ladder. And I stood up full force, and I banged the back of my head on the monkey bar ladder really hard. I didn't realize how hard, because it wasn't too long after that I really wanted to go home. And I started feeling very nauseous, like I wanted to throw up. Ugh. I felt like I do after I see a GoDaddy commercial.
And
but
dude, they are our new sponsors. Stop ragging on them. We've hit the big time. No, we have a real
nobody's listening. It's not really a sponsorship. It is a an affiliate thing. Okay, that we only get paid if somebody uses our codes. So it's really a big sham. Anyway, so use our codes. You'll save money and you'll be helping your podcast out. Okay, yeah, I'll be honest. I feel better now. Anywho. I started feeling really cruddy, and I got home, and I'm nauseous, I'm sick, I don't feel right. There's popsicles flying around. It's just, I'm seeing things. It's really weird. I didn't realize I'd given myself a minor concussion. I didn't know. I hadn't had a lot of experience with such things, and so that's why I couldn't do the show, Trevor. It's darn firemen, and their playground equipment, their charitable works.
Did the firemen actually build it, or did they just kind of sponsor? I
think they had a lot of influence in it.
I see.
Yep, there's a statue out there of a fireman holding a little girl's hand. There's signs and all kinds of stuff.
Do the signs say "Watch your head"?
No, I assume that when they put this thing together, they all had little fire helmets on, and so all they felt was a clang, and whereas I felt a deep thud and brain bleeding, brain blood. I felt some of that inside.
Well, it's more
of
a brain bruising.
Yeah. So, you know, if my voice sounds a little slurred, if I sound a little different than normal, it's probably because my personality has been changed. The butt part of my head has been injured. So if my head had its own butt, it would be in the back. And that's right where it hit. So...
maybe that's what happened to – maybe Drunk Paul isn't drunk. Maybe he just has a concussion, and we've been mocking him all this time.
Well, yeah. If he lives in my area and he went to that park, then
– see?
his behavior would be completely understandable. So anyway, Tuesday's concussion day from now on. You guys can celebrate it not annually, but weekly, and just take a moment of silence and bow your heads and punch a fireman. That's the way we celebrate Concussion Tuesdays. Okay? Don't you punch a fireman. So and if you do, don't you tell him it was my idea. Because I love firemen. I do. Except in that one movie about New York. You know what I'm talking about? Where they would steal your stuff out of your house? Firemen were bad back then. You don't know nothing about our history. So I'm not explaining it to you, Canadian.
I tell you, you are taking I'm this. Feisty. The show is just random show. I'm feisty. To the limits.
I'm being feisty, like an old lady. Feisty. All right. So what's your updates, man? Give us some.
Well, I've got just a couple of quick little hits and then the actual one. My first update is my Xbox 360 is dying on me, and this makes me sad.
No, duh. Like,
it'll go for...
Are you getting the ring?
No, I don't have the red rings of death. I've just got the... Every now and then, like, it started off with, you know, after 10, 15 minutes, it would just freeze. Like, no lights changing, you know, it hit the buttons, nothing would happen. Now, as soon as I turn it on, like, a couple minutes in, it's frozen.
Aw.
So now that fills me full of sad.
Have you been visited recently by a fireman? I'm just testing the theory here. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
No. And most of the research I've done says that 360 problems with freezing and stuff is overheating, but that's not the problem because it's out in the open. It's not hot. It's, you know, it's not a problem like that. So there's something else going on. So I'm pretty sure it's going to the big Xbox pearly gates, I guess. Well,
yeah, 360s don't go to heaven. Sorry. But where will you replace it? Will you get a new one?
Well, I almost have to.
Yeah, you do, because you've spent more on peripherals than you have the actual machine that you use them with.
Well, yeah, like my drum set.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not going to hook up to a PS3 or anything. So I'm hooked, even though the hardware apparently is weak.
All right.
Weak and
– as sad as that is, we got to move on. So moment of silence.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, quick.
Snapping.
The second thing I wanted to mention was through some of the Twitters and all the social networking and stuff we're doing, I've discovered that there are actually a few people who listen to the podcast that actually live in my general area, stalkers, Southern Alberta.
Canadian stalkers. I never thought I'd see the day. That's awesome. Hey,
so I'm just wondering. So I just want to throw it out there. If there's anybody who's in like the Southern Alberta area that just, you know, let me know. Like, give me an email at nobodyslisteningtotrevor@gmail.com because I'm curious. Because
I want to know.
If I have enough people around, I'd like to, you know, have like a little mini meet or something. If there's enough people close by,
that'd be cool.
I think that'd be cool.
Take pictures, put them up on the web.
That'd be cool.
Just ask people what their professions are before you allow them to come over.
As long as they're not firemen.
That's right. What do you call firemen in Canada?
Firemen?
I knew it. It's a conspiracy. When have you ever seen two countries come together like this over one thing? Firemen. Yeah, just check. Just check, people. I know I'm making a big issue of this, but it's bothering me.
Sometimes we call them fire putter outer guys. Is, you know, so
fire putter outers. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right, man.
Anyway, and then the actual thing that, you know, has actually some humor to it for my weekly update. You know, funny like you know, bashing your head because hilarious.
Yeah, that's always funny. I'm glad I could be of service to the podcast people.
The other day, well, the other night actually, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, dead asleep to the world. All of a sudden, now if you can picture this, I mean, like we have, you know, the two kids in the house, you know, me, my wife in the house. All of a sudden, out of the blue, my wife jumps up. She has now just entered the room and is now cursing me out because she said, "You're not going to tell that story, are you? Just move along. I love you." Are you dumb? Out of the blue, she leaps out of bed,
mm-hmm.
stands beside the bed, puts her hands on my chest, and says, and shouts out, "Come on!" Now you can picture the sudden horror, because now all of a sudden my children are being killed, the house is on fire, the TV's walking out the front door, and I look over and at this big, "What's going on? What's wrong?" And she looks at me, and she just kind of goes, and then just gets right back into bed. she had never woken up.
Oh wow. Wow.
I asked her the next day if I had, you know, kind of prodded her, and she looked at me and it's like, "What are you talking about?" And then when I explained what happened to her, this little light bulb goes on her and in her head, and she says, "Well, I do sort of remember. I was having a dream." And I said, "Well, what on earth was it about?" She says, "I don't really remember. I just know it had something to do with popsicles." And that's all she could remember from scaring the life out of me in the middle of the night.
Oh my gosh. Come on, they're finally frozen. Let's go. Wow.
Now that was some good timing, because she's been out of the room the entire evening, and she walks in just as I'm going to tell that story.
It's like, yeah, she's got bat sonar or something.
So yeah, so I can pretty much be guaranteed that sometime during the night, if she wakes up in the night, she's going to scare the crizzle out of me just out of spite.
I remember, yeah, one time Jen woke up and she starts swiping her pillow. And I think I've told this before. She was beating the smack out of her pillow, though, just swiping it, though, like she was wiping something off. And I'm like, "What's going on?" She goes, scissor bugs. And the thing is, she's the most left brain, uncreative person on the planet. She's very smart and all that. Creativity is not her thing. So not only was she scared of something, one there, she had created something. You know, I just want to know what a scissor bug looked like. I might have to do a comic about scissor bugs now, because that's funny. I don't care what country you're from. I don't care what job you do. That's funny. Let's do this real quick.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, no.
All right, it's time for the LBB of the week. Every now and then I like to tell people what the LBB means, because we get these new listeners and they're like, "Hey, what's the LBB mean?" And we do have a wiki that you could check that out. But why not tell you? It's a living, breathing butthead, okay? There are just people out there that are such big buttheads that they have no existence outside of that person, that part of them. They're just walking around being a butt. That's what they do. And we all know people like that. This week for me, plain and simple, people who apologize but don't mean it are the LBB of the week. I was at Walmart. And I have decided that everyone except for those that are listening that is at Walmart, you are an LBB. You just are. Every single person there. And it's ridiculous. I was just walking along with my kids in the cart. And all of a sudden, from behind men's underwear – comes out this giant lady with her giant cart and her giant hair and her giant dangly earrings, and she cuts me off, gets in front of me, and she turns and she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." But then she continues, but she walks really, really slow. And I'm like, why did you need to pull out in front of me if you weren't in a hurry to get anywhere? You pulled out like you were in a hurry. Why would you slow down? And it was just so irritating. I realized she just didn't want to stop. She didn't want to lose her momentum. She had gotten all that moving. She didn't want to stop and then have to restart, because it must be hard with all that hair and all that bling, all that
the
flare.
Dangies and, yeah.
You know, 250-pound bags of it's the joke's gone. Yeah. Of dog food. I was trying to think of Pedigree or Iams. There we go. 250-pound bag of Iams that you're pushing around for breakfast in the morning. You know, whatever. All right. So that's my LBB of the week. People that apologize but don't mean it. She was just rubbing it in. You know, she was more like saying, "I'm sorry that you are in my way." Yeah. I almost threw my baby at her. Just like, but she would have ate him. All right. Anyway, what are you saying? What were you going to – do you have an LBB, Mr. Dude?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Okay.
From anybody who follows through the forums or through Twitter and stuff knows, I was on a road trip last week for work. So I was in some airports, and I determined that I'm going to call it the Toronto Pearson Airport. I think they're called the Lester Pearson Airport. Anyway, the Toronto Airport is a is run by a bunch of LBBs, I believe, because in every, and because I got stuck there for a bit, not because, you know, the weather was bad or the planes were late, whatever, because the crew just wasn't there yet. I don't know if they're on another plane or if they were carpooling, but they're not the LBB because, I mean, that's, you know, whatever. There was a delay. That's not a big deal. So I had my work laptop out. So I was going to check in with my office and check, you know, well, Twitter and, you know, stuff really. Now, every other airport, now I'm not a world traveler, but every other airport I've ever been in has wireless access for free.
Not KC.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Well, maybe it's just Canadian airports. I don't know. But for some reason, the Toronto airport decided that it'd be okay to charge you for it.
Yeah.
And that just frustrated the heck out of me, because it's like, you know what? You're in the airport. You're making all these millions of dollars from all these people coming in, and airport improvement fee this and tax that. And you're going to charge me for wireless internet for the time I'm in there? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's like charging people for air, isn't it?
Well, wait for it. I'm sure it's coming. But so anyway, that cheesed me off.
Yeah.
And the other one was, ironically, there was this lady. I was waiting in the baggage area on when I came into Halifax Airport. I'd say stalkers, but I'm not there anymore. So go ahead, stalk me there. And I'm just waiting for my bags. And there's this little kid. He's probably, I'd guess, about seven or whatever. And he was excited. Him and his mom and his sister were there. And, you know, they're waiting for their bags. And he's all excited. Ironically, based on last week, this kid's name is actually Sean. So he's going over the baggage and he's, you know, and he sees the bag and he goes over to it and he's, you know, going to try to get it. And his mom, who's just sitting off in the background because she's dealing with, I don't know, whatever. And it's like, Sean, don't go over there. You can't do that. Sean, do this. You know, and like the kid's just excited. He's just in an airport. He's just being Sean. Yeah. And just constantly, you know, like everything he tried to do, which is, Sean, don't do that. Well, you can't do that, Sean. What are you trying to do, Sean? Like, it's like, for some reason, it just drove a spike in the back of my skull, somewhat akin to a monkey bar, you know. Wow. That is just the kid just was having fun. He was excited.
Way to bring down the impact that event had on my life. Wow. I almost die. You are irritated by an overprotective mom in Toronto. Or wherever the heck you were.
It was in Halifax.
Halifax. See, we don't curse when we say Halifax in my country. I don't think you even need to go there, man. I'm going to have to reconfigure. I'm going to have to rethink this whole guest host thing if you're going to keep dogging out my problems. Because, yeah, I was hallucinating. But I will give you this. Sean is an irritating name, even said by someone sane. No offense, anybody named Sean, but your name is irritating. And then, you know, if it's
do
said,
do you want to keep digging the hole? Just keep digging the hole.
And if it's said by a woman that is irritating, and I bet she was on her cell phone or she was doing her nails or something. I just have this vision of her, and her legs were probably crossed a little too tight. And she was just, you know, talking to someone. And then every now and then she would just yell out. She wouldn't even look to see what Sean was doing. She would just holler at Sean. And so that's terrible. You know another name that's terrible? The name Christian. I've never met a kid named Christian that wasn't an LBB. So don't name your kids Christian. That is another part of the GOK, the Gospel of Kennison. Do not name your kids Christian, because they will act unlike a Christian every single day of their life. So
I was going to say, and just so we're clear, do you know what my brother's name is?
I bet it's Christian.
It's not Christian. Oh. It's Sean.
Wow. Does he listen to the show?
No, he does not. So.
Hey, it's nice to meet you, Sean. You got an annoying name. Broke you. All right. Let's get into some news real quick.
News.
All right. Geek Loves Nerd comic has moved to geeklovesnerd.com. We mentioned that last show. And there's a new comic project in its place. Updates every Wednesday except for this one, because by God, I'm going to sleep after this. If you can't tell, I'm a little bit tired. Illustrated. I basically illustrate from the story submitted to the show. We've done two so far, and it's updated once a week. And I pick a random story from that is submitted to the show and illustrate it. And so go over there to NLcast.com and check it out. And don't forget to update your links to go to geeklovesnerd.com for the Geek Loves Nerd, webcomic. All right. So that's two webcomics now. Nobody's Listening webcomic and Geek Loves Nerd webcomic. Also, we got a contest sponsored by Joey Day of J-Day's podcast. I want you to go check out his podcast at jdays.com and in iTunes, and then leave him an iTunes review, okay? He's a little shy on iTunes review. He's a little jealous of our status and wants some help. But he sent me a PC game called Call of Duty 2, I think. And we want to send that out to y'all. So here's what I want you to do. All you got to do is send an email to nobody's listening to us at gmail.com. Just make sure somewhere in the subject you have the word contest, okay? Contest. That's all you have to do. Contest. If you do not have that word in there, I will not filter your email and be able to get it in the contest drawing. So do that for me. We get a lot of email, and I want to make sure to get yours in there. So again, Call of Duty 2 for the PC from Joey Day of J-Day's Podcast. Check it out at J-Day's Podcast or jdays.com or on iTunes. Leave him a review. Call of Duty 2 for PC. Contest. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into middle school drama and then start reading emails and voicemails like it's no tomorrow. Peace.
This is Dr. Louie, and you're listening to Nobody's Listening. Did you know that 9 out of 10 doctors listen to Nobody's Listening? Yeah, that 10th doctor's a real LBB.
Hey, do you guys like comedy? Do you like funny emails? Do you like crazy news stories? Then don't listen to my show. Hey, I'm just kidding. Check us out at J-Day's Podcast, www.jdays.com. Or hey, in iTunes, don't be like a teacher on Sunday. No class. You've got to hear this. J-Day's Podcast.
Who, me?
All right, peeps, it's time for some middle school drama, and boy, do we have a lot. We're going to start with one that is a email, then we'll do a voicemail and another email. Jake writes, hey, Trevor and James, well, here's a middle school drama story for you. One day, I told my friend's girlfriend that he was mad at her for always being ugly.
What?
This is supposed to be middle school drama, not elementary school drama. Yeah, it's stupid, but it was funny. The next day at lunch, we were playing football. And she just walks up, grabs a ball, and popped it with a knife from the lunchroom. I'm assuming the boyfriend and the kid who's writing this were there, Jake. It gets worse. Later, I went to tell her that it was a lie, and she slapped me. I said I was sorry and made it all up. If this got on, then thanks. I love that. If this got on, then thanks. If it didn't, then I won't say thank you because you aren't reading it.
So it doesn't really matter. Now, I want to know, what school do you go with that has knives in the lunchroom that are sharp enough to puncture footballs?
Well, it either speaks of the dangerousness of the knives or the passion in which that knife was plunged into the football, but or the skill in which Jake lies. So, and we know that middle schoolers are all liars. So let me play this. This is who is it? Dadgummit.
Maybe they'll say.
I have to find it. There we go. Austin. Here we go.
Hi, James. This is Austin. I just wanted to tell you about this one story that I had. I was at school, and there was this one kid, and he ripped 2 pages out of my notebook. And so I got really mad at him, and I turned around, and I ripped 2 pages out of his notebook. Well, his notebook was right by my notebook, and they looked almost identical. And I turned around and I ripped 2 pages out of his notebook, not noticing that it was my notebook. Everybody laughed. I was really humiliated. Bye.
Okay, let me help you out there, folks, in case you missed any of that. Austin had a notebook, and this guy behind him pulled 2 pages out of his notebook. And he was mad because two pages were ripped out of his notebook. So he turned around, and he was going to rip 2 pages out of that guy's notebook. But their notebook looked alike. Apparently 2 pages were ripped out of both notebooks, and he pulled 2 pages out of his notebook. But when he did, he realized he had ripped 2 pages out of his own notebook again. So now 4 pages were ripped out of his own notebook. I do the math for you because Austin did not do the math. And so There are pages notebook. Ripped out of that notebook. I'm tell you what. Middle school is a hard time to have notebooks or any kind of thing. Gone are the days of the trapper keeper when everything was just nice and put together. But I had several pens stolen from me. Hey, can I borrow a pen? I'd be all happy because I was homeschooled for a while. Happy to do it. Ignorant. Stupid. Give him a pen. Never see it again. It's terrible.
It's a terrible thing. Sketchbook. Sketchbooks are hard, too.
Hey, James and Trevor, here's a good middle school drama story for you guys. This story takes place when I was in seventh grade, and our French class went to Quebec City for 3 days. On the second night, I made a somewhat careless mistake that was very stupid. I brought with me a small portable padlock and thought it would be cool if I locked all my belongings in a cupboard. It was great until I realized I'd locked the key in the cupboard as well. You gotta keep that stuff safe, you know. It ended up that I had to get the manager out of the hostel to loan us a hacksaw to cut the lock. Hostel? Hacksaw? This is one of my many stupid teenage moments that I'm known for. Thanks for letting me share. Keep up the great work, Carl. Carl. So, yeah, what kind of middle school are these people going to? There's other stories that we're going to read later, and they're talking about trips. I never went anywhere in middle school. Oh my gosh, I went to lunch in middle school, and they're going to stinking Quebec City for 3 days.
I went to Quebec.
What?
When I was in, I think it was junior high I went to Quebec. Now, mind you, I was in Nova Scotia, so Quebec is like two provinces over.
Okay, I just realized that Quebec was in Canada. Sorry, it's not as impressive as I thought. I thought it was overseas somewhere. Okay.
It's a concussion. I understand.
Well, and it's the American way. It's just the American way. We're clueless about what's going on up there. We don't really care much for it. And anything north of Georgia is just a waste of time. So sorry about that. Let's jump right into some more stuff because that was middle school. But today the featured story is you.
Featured story.
Hey, I'm a relatively new listener, and I'm catching up on all the old episodes. I was listening to podcast number 46, Aussie Jeff, where you were discussing which way toilets flushed. I remember that. According to your study, below the equator, toilets flush clockwise, and above the equator, they flush counterclockwise. My question is, how do toilets flush when they're exactly on the equator? Keep up the awesome show, BK in NH. BK stands for Bishop's Kid. So a snarky little pastor's kid's wondering. And I responded, the only way I could imagine is they must flush just straight down with no swirl whatsoever. But
that's what I'm thinking. They just right down.
That doesn't even make any noise. It's just the water, it just falls straight down. That is awesome. I bet toilets flush super fast. You just have to watch out because that stuff's going away. Hey, guys. Suck. Yesterday, did you just say suck?
I was going to say it sucked you right down in with it.
You gotta watch.
Did you just say suck?
Hey, this is a clean show. Hey, guys. Yesterday afternoon, I was on the hunt for a podcast to listen to. I was on the hunt. Hey, guys. Yesterday afternoon, I was on the hunt for a podcast to listen to. I'd kind of gotten out of the podcast world for a while, but she's a beaut. Anywho, I had this idea. By crikey. may you rest in peace. Anywho, I had this idea in my head of what I wanted. Just two people having a conversation. I didn't know if I wanted a political discussion or a TV show cast. I had no idea. And then I found in Nobody's Listening. It was perfect and exactly what I wanted. I'm still listening to the early episodes, but I also just wanted to compliment you on your choice of Reliant K songs. Much love, Sammy. Sammy, you're telling on yourself there. That was back in the day before I knew about how it was wrong to use songs in my show. So don't tell anybody. I don't even know who Reliant K is. Okay? So this is from Sheeta. I love Sheeta because her full name is Rashida, and she's from the Caribbean. And she's not a pirate, though. So don't trip out. So here we go. Hey, James and Princess Ratface.
Concussion. Calm down, buddy. Calm down.
Oh, Princess Ratface. Just another stupid, boring story to share. A friend of mine was telling us that she was asked by her sister if she knows what a halo is. So she told her she knows, and she's not stupid. So Kelsey decided to ask her if she knows what a halo is. And that's when she replied with confidence, "Yes, I is." And she jumped up and shouted, "Fail, hallelujah." GOK style. So now nobody's listening to you in the Caribbean, guys. P.S. I beat Lucifer up and the same girl who got punched last week. A weenus to the jaw today, but not from Lucifer. Your loyal listener, Sheeta. So, Sheeta, can you call in and translate that for us? I don't know
if she's... I have no idea what any of that meant. Nope,
but it made me laugh. Fail, hallelujah, was... It just must be a translation error somewhere in there, and I appreciate it. I think it's awesome, but...
Well, see, that makes sense. It's the whole... That last and the Lucifer and weenuses and
weenus to the jaw. I know what that means because in one of the shows I mentioned that the little pinchy part at the end of your elbow is your weenus, which I think is wrong. I don't think that's really true anymore. But somebody saying weenus to the jaw, that's the best thing I've ever said on a show ever. I think that's the best phrase in podcasting. I'm gonna start a show or at least get a recap song called Weenus to the Jaw. I think.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to GoDaddy right now using special code to register that domain.
Weenusintothejaw.com. I'm telling you,
bet
man.
You that's not taken.
That's. I'm gonna add that to Concussion Tuesday celebration. You need to give a fireman a weenus to the jaw. That's how bam. It should go. Just bam. You won't even know what hit him. What hit me? A weenus. What is that? It don't matter. You just got smacked down, Mr. Fireman. All right. And again, if you're a fireman, I love you. But you're going to get a weenus to the jaw. Pow! Pow! I need a sound effect for that. What would a weenus sound like if it hit you in the jaw? It'd sound like this.
I can't even answer that.
Here, I'm going to try to hit myself with my own weenus. Here we go. Hold on. Did you hear that? I didn't really make it. Hold on. This is impossible. I can hit my weenuses together. Hold on. Here we go. All right. Did you hear that? There we go. That was it. That's probably what it would sound like. Hey, guys, I just listened to your middle school drama episode, and I actually embarrassed myself in public while listening to your podcast. I'm a college student, so sometimes I have to walk across campus to get to one class to the other. Since I go to a particularly large university, there are always lots of people walking around between classes. Now, in the past few weeks, I have become accustomed to listening to your podcast while I walk. Hey, it just occurred to me. Little break. Notice how nobody ever goes to home college?
I'm sorry. I'm still weenusing together over here.
That's okay. Try to work it out. But nobody ever goes to, you know, we go to home school in high school, middle school, you know, all that. But nobody ever goes to home college, I guess. Anyway, it's just mentioned that he had to feel the need to explain that there was lots of other people at this college. And I think that kind of goes without saying unless you go to home college. Now, in the past few weeks, I've become accustomed to listening to your podcast while I walk, which was working perfectly fine until I heard the queer story. Dang, this show has got more bad words in it. But I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the show in the middle school drama episode. So context is everything, people, all you sensitive Christian people. I was laughing so hard as I walked that people were giving me looks like I had just grown another head or something. I was a little embarrassed once I realized that obviously no one else could hear what was going on and therefore had sufficient grounds to think that I had gone nuts. Anyway, I laughed even harder when I realized that. Note. That hasn't stopped me from listening to your podcast in public. In fact, I listen to it even more now. Thanks, guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Sarah. Well, Sarah, you guys need to pray for her because she's about to be expelled from school for being crazy. Speaking of Sarah, she had two, so I'm going to read them both. When I was about six, my parents decided to do what all parents in rural New Jersey do at some point, take their small children to a petting zoo. Is it really that popular? Being a young child, I was very excited about seeing all the animals and couldn't wait to feed them carrots and other such stuff that we had brought with us. Of course, I was very interested in the goose. Give me a break. I was 6 years old and amused by simple things. I decided to feed the goose a carrot with disastrous results. The goose not only chomped down my carrot and swallowed it all, but also decided my finger was merely a continuation of the carrot, a carrot extender, if you will, and started chomping on my finger. Of course, I screamed and ran away, scattering kids and parents. I only had a small cut, but I was traumatized, and I vowed that day that I will never, ever, ever again feed a goose or anything like that again, and I have kept that vow for more than 13 years now. Thanks, guys. Love listening to the show. I just started a couple episodes back, but I'm trying to listen to all the ones iTunes has archived while I wait each week for the new one. Sarah. Good. You keep that going. Because geese do not need to become flesh eaters. That's a part of evolution that, you know, even if you believe in evolution, I don't. But even if you do, you don't want that to happen. You don't want geese to start becoming, you know, growing teeth. So Don't.
Well, they like to nip at people's butts. So I mean, that's just like that's a start of the meat eating.
I did a poll a couple weekends ago. Weekend poll. Every weekend we have a poll at NLcast.com, and I did a poll. It was just right off the top of my head. Have you ever been attacked by a goose? I wanted to know if it was just me, and overwhelmingly, people have been attacked by these horrible beasts. Why they would put a goose at a petting zoo? I mean, a goose is a half step away from a wolverine, in my opinion. It's just a cuter version. And I think it's because of childhood stories. You know, the ugly duckling and the goose. And we see, you know, the little animated this, that, and the other. Geese are the devil's pets, people. I'm telling you, it wasn't a snake in that tree tempting Eve. It was a goose. It was his neck and his head coming out of the tree. And that's what she saw. And she said, serpent. And he's like, yeah, I'm a serpent, sure. And then later, the goose ran away, and this poor snake got cursed. That's the way it went down. That's the GOK right there. So remember that. Them geese are running around because they got away with something, and they've been smacking at us ever since. So
Now, I know that I mean, I know that you're a children's pastor in your real life,
so
but
you
I don't
can't
think
argue
you can go,
with me.
You can't go rewriting the Bible. It doesn't work that way, dude.
I'm defining it. It's not the Bible. I'm redefining the GOK. The Gospel of Kenison is completely separate and not superior. It's just a little world that I live in, and you guys are welcome to join me.
Okay. How's that working out for you?
It's working out great so far. Got a Canadian co-host. That's pretty dang cool. All right. Hey, let's play a voicemail. I'm tired of talking. Here we go.
Okay, James, this is Jeff Roney, and I've got a story. I lived with my cousins for a number of years a while back, and I bought a chocolate shake. And the cousins would eat our food sometimes, so I told her, I said, do not eat this chocolate shake. And so I put some Tabasco in it, like 5 drops, and I smelled it, and I couldn't smell anything, so I put it in the freezer, and I went to my room, and I'm reading. And all of a sudden, I hear the drawer open for the spoon, close. Then I hear the freezer open, close. And I waited. And then I heard the water running. And I walked in the kitchen. And my cousin had her tongue under the stream of water. And I said, what's wrong? She goes, it's hot. And I said, I told you not to eat the chocolate shake. I like it like that. So that's my story of me and my cousin and the chocolate shake. Great show. Keep it up. See you. Bye.
Yeah. His milkshake chases all the boys from the yard, so all the cousins. Oh. So that's
Now, in that story, I mean, one thing, the guy knows what he wants to do. Hey, James, it's me. I have a story. Like, just bam, right in your face. You know, you got to like somebody who knows what they want.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a podcaster. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know that.
I was interviewed by him. Roni's Own Radio, episode number 103, he interviewed me, and you can check it out at alt.roniezone.com. So.
Oh, so that's the – oh, I didn't realize that was the guy who had interviewed you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the second part of that is – so did he actually just – did he do that as a trick?
Yeah, that's the part he didn't tell us, did he?
Does he actually really like it like that?
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Because that'd be weird.
I'd imagine.
And why is he eating it with a spoon?
I'd imagine, you know, that he must like it that way, because who would ruin a shake and, you know, without even the guarantee that the cousin was going to sample it, you know? I don't know. It just seems like if you had poisoned a shake, you would try to get someone to eat it right in front of you so that you could laugh at them, you know?
True enough.
All right. Okay, my life's boring, so I don't have a lot of stories, but here's one from a while back. The youth pastor, let's call him Lucifer, because Lucifer, I mean, he says, let's call him Lucas, because Lucifer doesn't fit a pastor, at my church has to lock up the church after everyone leaves. He does not live far from the church, and he's good friends with my dad. One day, my family stays late because my dad is talking to Lucas. Everyone in church is gone by the time they stop talking. Me and my dad go to our escort station wagon so we could pick up my mom and little brother. My dad is nice to me, so he lets me sit in his lap and help him drive the car. We go driving around the parking lot, having a lot of fun. When we go to pick up the rest of the family, at last my dad tells me to stop the car next to the island by the door. One other thing you need to know is that this is a big church with a huge parking lot, and it's winter, so there's a lot of snow piled up on the islands. So we get all lined up to pull next to the island. Well, me being the smart kid I was, decided to hit the gas pedal instead of the brake. So yeah, not so good. We ended up on the snowbank, the car completely off the ground, and of course none of us has cell phones. So we go to the church and it's locked. So we have to go walk all the way to Lucas's house in the freezing weather to get a shovel and dig the car out. The whole thing from the time of the crash till the time we were pulling out of the driveway took almost 3 hours. So it's safe to say that my dad didn't let me drive the car for a while. P.S. My reason for hitting the wrong pedal is that I was too big. My foot was too big to fit over my dad's leg to make the transition. And I still stick to that story to this day because that's what happened. Or is it? Dun, dun, dun! You know, I had a friend that did that. It was a That's from Brennan, by the way. I had a friend that did that. It was a pastor and his son. And his son was driving and got confused and hit the gas and ran up over the sidewalk that was right next to the church. And as he slammed on the brakes, he said the F-bomb. And that's a funny story because, you know, you're the PK and you drop the F-bomb. So anyway.
Now, if I was standing by Brennan's car when this all happened and he went into the snowbank, you know what I would do?
What?
I would point at him and I would shout, fail.
I would just give him a weenus to the jaw. That's what I would do. Earlier in our kids' events, we had a nightly puppet show. My mom would be the one who made the announcement to the audience, letting them know to get ready for the puppet show. Of course, sometimes she would call it a puppet skit. No harm there. But one time, an honest mistake, she mixed up the word show and skit, blurting it out to a group of elementary kids and parents. It's time for a puppet. Bleep! Time stood still that day, my friends, but that mistake was never repeated again. Sam. Oh, goodness. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. There's nothing like a curse word in a church service. I'm going to tell you that right now. I told you about the time I was doing a puppet to these inner city teenagers, and we knew this puppet needed to be edgy. And so the puppet always had these, you know, he would talk about weave. And he would talk, he would use slang like he was green. So he'd be like, I'm the green man from the Southland, baby. My daddy was blue. My mommy was yellow. What's up? You know, don't get, it's not easy being green. Y'all think y'all got it hard. You know, that kind of stuff. He's always talking trash. And so at one point, and it was me behind the thing, the straight guy's out there in the front. And he's like, yo, what took you so long to get up here? I was at your mama's house, baby. And everybody's like, ooh. And I was like, doing laundry. I was doing, oh, crap. There was no getting out of it. The guy's face turned red. You know, the kids are all like, oh, Papa, did your mom? You know, this kind of stuff. And it was terrible. And needless to say, as the middle schoolers always add, needless to say, I wasn't doing, there was no puppets in the youth service from then on. I love the podcast. Keep it up. Well, I've been listening for a while, and I decided to send in a story. Here it goes. My family was all outside one summer. My little brother, who was about 3 years old, heard the ice cream truck coming down the road. He asked our mom if he could get a treat, and she told him no. So my brother decided to take matters into his own hands. He went inside and grabbed a 20 from my dad's wallet, went back outside to get his ice cream. Luckily, we spotted him standing by the mailbox before the truck arrived, because I think he would have taken the money from my kid brother and run. Or my brother would have come back with a million SpongeBob popsicles. We didn't see much of him the rest of that summer because I'm pretty sure he got arrested for drugs. Random. That's okay. It's a random cast. Well, that's my story. Hope to hear it read. Thanks for the LOL worthy podcast. P.S. Could you tell I was a middle schooler? Just wondering. Oh, and I have a forum thingy, but I haven't used it yet. Bethany. Yeah, I could tell, sweetheart. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I have a friend named David. He's been on the show before. And he told his children that when the ice cream truck was playing music, it meant they were out of ice cream. Oh, dang. They're playing music again. Sorry, kids.
You ever see him when he's not playing his music? That's when you got to go.
That's when you can catch him.
Okay, thank you, Daddy. We love you. We trust you. Unequivocally.
You never lie to us.
Here's something Meredith sent in.
Hi, James, and hopefully David. This is Meredith.
Okay, let me just say this one more time.
Stop it.
Stop with the David stuff. He's not coming back, okay? Last time I heard, he is in Ireland, okay? And he's not interested in doing the show anymore. He's not able to. So just let it die.
You're stuck with me. Deal with it.
Yeah, and it's got to be hurting Trevor's feelings for the love. It's not like you guys can just whisper it, hey, James and hopefully David, because don't let Trevor know we hate him. Okay.
I hear everything.
That's right. I share with him. It's like we're married in podcast land. I share with him everything. Yeah. I just made it weird, but that's okay.
I went on a camping trip with my family and my uncle's family. So it was just getting dark outside, and we had started a campfire. And I apparently had my little pink tricycle that I would love to ride along, and I was dumb enough that I decided to start riding it around the campfire. And I fell in. And so I started screaming and all that. And my mom came and picked me up, and she took off all my clothes. And she and my uncle helped me while my dad started pouring freezing cold lemonade on my butt. And I still remember that. And it was really embarrassing. Yeah. Okay. I hope you enjoyed my story. Bye.
Okay. So, I don't know. That's pretty funny.
It's like, well, you know, third degree burns. You know what that needs? That needs lemonade. Yeah,
well, I just imagine Sean. I imagine that Sean kid falling in the honey, Sean, get out of the fire, sweetie. I'll be there to say, Sean, do you need to quieten down? I will pick you up out of that fire when you calm yourself down. You need to get control of your. You know, he's burning to death. Sean, there's no call for that. So, yeah. I got burned in a fire one time. It was by a flaming marshmallow. Have I ever told that story on the show? Yeah, somebody tell me. Call me in and let me know, because if not, I will tell that story next week. But I think I've told the story of my face being burned by a flaming marshmallow. I think
teaser.
I have.
Teaser.
Yeah.
I don't know. Spoiler. Ask Paige, Awesome22 from the forum.
That girl knows everything about every show. She's a walking Wikipedia about Nobody's Listening. You can't ask that girl something that she don't know. If you want to try, get on the forums. There's our plug for this week. NLCast.com/forums and look up Paige and see what she's doing. There's an NLCast trivia thread. It's pretty good. She kind of blows my mind, really. It's pretty sad. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and she comes back out with them so quickly. Yeah. It's not like she just has, you know, she goes and looks. No, it's like right afterwards. Oh, yeah, well, that was this episode. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, it's scary. All right, we're at an hour. Yeah. I'm going to read a couple more, and we're going to get out of here. Here's a story that goes along with episode 92. I was in early elementary stages, grades 1 through 3. I don't really remember. And I was in a choir class because it was mandatory. The teacher stepped out and a child flipped the bird and gasps went out through amongst the other students. I was so sheltered. I had no idea what it was I'd just seen. I was convinced it was just the number one on a different finger. That's what my friend David says too. He's like, you're number one too.
Thank you.
I even argued that point with the other kids until the teacher came back. That night, I showed it to my mom and asked her what it meant. To my disappointment, I learned it was bad. I felt bad for flipping off my mom. Keep reaching James Red Boar. Yeah, my sister came home one day and asked what the F-bomb was because somebody had written it on her shirt. So,
hey, Mom, what's blip mean?
Well, honey. It's just a word.
You're going to your room.
It's a word that it's so bad we never even warned you about it. All right, one more. DJ wrote, hey, about a year ago I was playing soccer. The end. No. Well, the other team was leading by 1 point and the stakes were higher. Anyway, there was this guy and he had the ball, so I started running faster. And it was going and I was gonna hit the ball away, but I missed by a little bit and I hit the guy in the privacy. I hit him so hard that he fell down. Well, duh. You don't even have to hit it hard. We lost. And my friend takes a little bit higher, talks a little bit higher than before. Love the podcast, DJ, a.k.a. Drazer360 in the forums. So, yeah. Okay. That's funny. That's funny stuff right there. I don't care who you are. Oh, Lord help us. Let me see. I wanted to read one more,
but I don't see it in here. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Dear James and Trevor, I love sending in stories, but I have trouble picking out ones that that won't sound stupid. This happened to me just yesterday. Apparently, when people are sick enough, they start to hallucinate. I was sitting in bed watching TV, and my dad comes in, and he knew...
Or get hit in the head, yeah, when they start saying
too. It happens. He knew that I was sick, so he asked if I was okay. According to him, though I didn't respond because... According to him, I didn't respond because an Abreva face medicine commercial came on. I laughed and smiled at my bewildered father and said, and she's requested that I read this in the drunk guy voice, okay? So let me see if I can do that. I'm going to call that show. Hey, all right. She says, Abreva doesn't work. It costs more than your car, and it's the size of a pen. In a before picture, this lady has a huge cold sore. And then in the after picture, she still has it. And then I laughed for about 10 seconds, fell back asleep. Ah, the wonder of prescription drugs mixed with Gatorade. So there she goes. Thanks for reading this. Hopefully lots of love and good wishes, Aaron. So, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to call that show. I miss that guy. He doesn't call enough. Robert, well, I think his name is.
We had the mocking in the beginnings. So that was good. You know, it was a fake drunk guy.
All right, that's it. That's our show for today. Thank you for everyone that submitted stuff. We still got a huge backlog. You guys are so awesome. Again, we are not the best podcast. We do not deserve the kind of listeners that we have. But I always every now and then like to say we do have the best listeners in the world. Thank you for listening. I mean that so much. You just don't even understand. How stupid would it be for me to record a show and put it up and do all the stuff we do if there was nobody listening to it for real, like I thought would be at the beginning when I named it Nobody's Listening.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'll tell you a little tidbit for those of you that are still listening. My boy, Paul Godbout, Rockstar Paul, he had it right when he came on the show. He knew exactly. He knows me. And he knew what he was saying when he said that it was some self-defeating thing. I wish I could change the name of the show, but I can't. So it's Nobody's Listening. And thank you, though, for listening. Visit us online at nlcast.com. Check out the new webcomic. Call us. 816-298-0823. You can email your stories, comments, and whatever else. Hate mail to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Leave an iTunes review. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm /NLcast. What are you, Trev?
/ratface with two T's.
That's right. And tell a friend about the show. Thanks to our sponsors, okay? Thanks to GoToMeeting.com. Thanks to GoDaddy.com. Remember those codes or look for them on the website. Thanks to DrawYourPicture.com. You're welcome. Thanks to Rob Gobers for our theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record every Tuesday night that we're not concussed. And thanks to our contributors and everyone who listens. But we all know the truth. Nobody's listening.
See, I didn't even try that because you keep ragging on me for trying.
I appreciate and it never that. Works. It's a lot cleaner ending. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's better that way, is it?
Hi, James and Trevor. This is John in Lewis Center. I had a story for you. Like the Sean story, we had a kid used to ride our bus that would just put anything in his mouth. So being middle schoolers, we had heard that golf balls had a liquid center and that so someone decided, well, give that to him and have him put it in his mouth and have him chew it like gum, see what happens. Well, of course, after a couple minutes chewing it, the liquid center must have come out and he begins to get sick on the bus. Well, now we're middle school boys. We're kind of freaking out, and someone tells him that he's going to get in trouble for getting sick on the bus. So at that point, he starts to try to clean himself off with his mouth so that he won't get in trouble for getting sick on the bus. So, of course, he does that for a little bit, and then he gets sick again from cleaning himself off. Needless to say, someone went up, got the bus driver, she came back, and we all got in trouble, and we'll call him Quincy. Quincy didn't ride the bus anymore with us. So just wanted to leave that story for you. I thought you'd enjoy that, James. Thanks for the podcast. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, James and Trevor. This is
me. I'm calling it. No, okay. This is, gosh, I can't, dang it.
In every, because I got stuck there for a bit.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.